Masechet Tzavei Dezora, Daf Lamed Gimel, 16 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, and the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah that stated, "Noidis Adikovim V'Kankanein V'Yayin Sheyisrael Konos Ben Asurim V'Yisurin Isanah Divra Meir." And Rameya teaches us regarding leather flasks or earthenware kelim of the Adikovim that they already stored Yayin Esachin, and then Yisrael places his own wine into these flasks or into this keli. So Rameya holds that the wine would be Asbanah as the Yayin Esach that was already absorbed into these leather flasks or to these earthen kelim would now be pulled out into the wine, and even a little bit of yayin esach that gets mixed into the yayin of the Yisrael, it makes it asubana. However, chum imrim ein isurin isana, that since the yayin esach is not be'en, the only issa is because it is pilat from the kli, so although the Jew's wine would be asubishtia, but would not be asubana. And before we begin our gemara, let us point out that noidis refer to leather flasks and kind of refer to earthenware kelim, and keep in mind that number one, leather doesn't absorb as quickly as cheres, and number two, they used to line the leather flask with pitch, which was used as a sealant, and number three, in order to make sure that this pitch would not ruin the taste of the wine that they were placed into the flask, so after they lined the leather flask with pitch and the pitch was still hot, they would pour wine into the flask, so a little bit of wine that they put into the flask would neutralize the taste of the pitch. And Agamar begins, Tanur Rabbanan, and this brisa will discuss noidis of Adikavim, and later on the Amid we will see a brisa that discusses kankanim shel Adikavim, and three lines from the bottom of the Amid the Gemara will discuss kankanim shel Adikavim, which are made out of earthenware and they absorb much quicker than leather flasks, and therefore it's important to keep in mind that the word chadashim in this brisa doesn't mean the same thing as the word chadashim in the brisa at the bottom of the Amid, as the word chadashim over here means that this kli wasn't used many times. However, the word chadashim at the bottom of Amid means that this kli was never used and it's completely brand new. And our brisa teaches us noidis adikavim grudim chadashim utarim yishenim umzufafim asurim. Leather flasks of adikavim, if they never had a pitch lining and they're still brand new, and even if they used a couple of times, then the Yisrael can place his wine into these flasks and it would be mutafim to drink this wine, as things do not get absorbed into leather that quickly. However, yishenim umzufafim asurim, that if the leather flask is already old and the non-Jewish owner already used this flask more than two or three times, or even if the owner did not place Yayin Esach into this kli more than three times, however, this leather flask already had a pitch lining, then if a Jew placed his wine into the flask, then the Fira Meir, the wine would be Asa Banor, and according to Rabbanon, the wine would be Asa Beshtia. And the Brisa continues, if the Evi Kichavim put pitch onto the flask and he tanned the leather, and as part of the process of tanning and putting pitch onto the leather, he also put wine into the flask in order to neutralize the taste of the pitch. And as Rashi states, v'nesel teichen yayin kein dakum ba'id shal zefes cham noisn ba'yayin litol tam ruusa shal zefes v'yisrael eimel al gabov, and there was a Jew that was standing next to the guy the entire time, then in a choshesh that we're not going to be concerned about yayin esech, and the Jew can immediately place his own wine into this flask and there won't be a problem of Yayin Esach. And Agamar is bothered, that if the Evik Chavim placed wine into this flask, so certainly we have to be concerned that he was actually Menasek at that point, and therefore when the Yisrael is standing there, how could that help, and why would that prevent this from being Yayin Esach? And the Gemara brings two terutzim, as Amra Papa, Rav Papa explains, that this is the way to understand the Braisa, that Evik Chavim Rivvam V'Ibdan, that the Braisa really means to teach us that the guy was the one that to put the pitch into the flask, and he also tanned the leathers. Then v'yisrael noisel teichen yayin v'yisrael acho imel al gabav. Then, in order to neutralize the taste of the pitch, so Reuven will put wine into it, and there's still a requirement that another Yisrael would have to stand there ve'inay chayshish. And after this process, the Yisrael can now take his own wine and put it into this flask. And on this terrace, the Gemara is so ma'achad Yisrael noisel teichen yayin Yisrael acho imel al gabav lably, that if the Yisrael was the one that put the wine into it, so there was never a problem of Yayin Nesach, and why would you need another Yisrael to be standing there? And the Gemara answers, Dilma Agav Tirdei Menasek V'Lavadaitei, that since the first Yisrael is busy with this process and he's putting the wine into the flask, so therefore he may not notice that at some point the guy actually put his own wine into the flask, which was Yayin Nesach, and therefore we need a second Yisrael to be there in order to make sure that the process was done properly. And the Gemara continues with the second explanation, as Rezud Amal, Lo Ilum Kedekam Mekara, that really we should understand the Braisa exactly as we saw in the Braisa, that the case is where the guy put the pitch into the flask, and he also tanned the flask, and he also placed the wine into the flask in order to neutralize the taste of the pitch, even though that the wine that the guy placed into this flask is Stam Yenam, and even if it would be actual Yayin Nesech, it would still not be an issue for the Israel to place his wine into this flask immediately after. As Rav Zvid explains, as in this case, when the guy is placing wine into the flask in order to neutralize the taste of the pitch, that is similar to when someone puts water into clay in order to make cement. And as Rashi explains, that we won't have any plitis hayayin, as she'oseh yayin hoyolch le'ibud b'zefes u'batal taimoi, and this wine will be totally dissolved into the pitch, and there'll be a complete bittel of the tam of wine, just like mayim anitonim b'tid, she'kolim maleyin k'shemisyavish atid, as once the cement dries, there is no further evidence that there was ever water there, and harein ki'ilu loy hayu, and af yayin zeh kolim b'lchluchis hazefes, u'chshemisyavish hazefes kolim me'ilav, v'shuv eina pilet, and therefore we don't have to be concerned with the yayin esach at all. And let's keep in mind that according to these two terutzim, there's a different explanation as to the word v'eini chayshish, as according to Rapapa, the words v'eini chayshish means that we don't have to be concerned that the guy actually poured any yayin into this kli. However, according to Azvid, the Gemara means to say that even though we know for certain that the guy actually poured wine into this kli, we don't have to be chayshish for that wine, as certainly it won't be pilot. And certainly the actual words that we had in the Braisa work out better according to Azvid, and similarly the words v'eini chayshish seems to work out better according to Rav Zvid as well. And the Gemara now continues, Amr Papi Shma Minam Rav Zvid, Hay Ayukom Neshoda Chamer Lebe Milchud Yisrael Shari. Rav Papi teaches us that based on the fact that Rav Zvid explained that at times we could ignore any wine that goes into another product, as at times the wine content is no longer relevant and it dissolves and there's no further evidence of the wine. And therefore, if some Yayin Nesech of a Goy falls into the salt container of a Jew, then the salt would still be kosher and we'd not be chayshish because of Yayin Nesech. And as Rashi states, L'bei Melchi, B'kli Moli Melech, Sh'ayayin Nivla, B'kol B'melech, as the wine will be absorbed and will be dissolved by the salt. However, the Gemara states, Maskul Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi asks a question, the Midami, the how can you compare it to, Hasam Ka'azal Ibud, the B'degay of the wine in the leather flask, so certainly the wine goes Le'ibud, as it gets completely absorbed and completely dissolved and disintegrated, because of the strength and the smell of the pitch, but Hachal Le'Ka'azal Ibud, but B'degay of salt, the wine doesn't completely dissolve, and certainly there is taste of wine in the salt, and you couldn't bring a raya from the din of Razvid to the din of Benegei salt, as potentially this salt would still be asa. And as Rashi says, Hachalei Azal Ibud, Shenosin Tam B'melech La'ilam Ve'inim Misyavesh. And before we continue, let us see Rashi, Diru Maschal Evichov Rivvon, Bereish Kumoy Rivav, and Ayin Tesis Diru Maschal Evichov Rivvon, Utesefta Goris Rivdon, Benura de Rivvon Verivdon Hakol Echod, and Vahachi Gassino B'Mesechta Shabbos, Tam Chacham Shenimsu Rivava Bigdoi, Chayim Miso V'Amri Lo Rivad, Ayin Shom, and also Ayin Baron Tesis Diru Maschal Hay Evichov the Shodacham Lebe Milchri, as Perish HaKrinchers Bekli Moli Melech, as we explained, and Tesis is, the Ma in Zel Gabi Zerik Maim Lotit, Hari Taimu Niku B'Melech, Umay Sakadaitit Rapapa, and therefore, what was the Hamino that this would be similar, and why would Rapapa say that it would be Mutar, and therefore, Tesis brings from Rabbeinu Tam that Rapapi was discussing the salt mine, and the Ka'am Rapapi, the Afagav Shevichov and Mashach Shom Yayin, HaMelech Mutar, Bepesha Ur Sarfoy, Bekolashom Kazerik Maim Lotit, and it seems that the heat that is generated by the salt and the salt mine will dissolve all the wine, and Kigam Tamayayin in Nikabai, and you won't even be able to taste the wine. Even so, Rab Ashi Es and Rab Papi, the Makal Mokam Lo Ozli Ibud Kamoy Noidos to Zoyim Esarim of Atal Sayayin, and the pitch will destroy the wine much more than the salt will destroy the wine. And the Gemara continues that even though we stated that if a guy had a used flask, or he didn't use the flask so much, but the flask was already lined with pitch, then there would be Plitis Ayayin, and therefore any wine that a Jew puts into that flask would be Asa Bano according to Rab Meir, and Asa B'Shti according to Rab Banon. And the Gemara will now teach us that there is a process that can be done in order to allow a Jew to use this kli, even to store his wine. And as the Gemara tells us, Bar Eidei Taya Onus Hanuzikim Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Ram Buchama Vadrinu Nale, that Bar Ade, who was an Arab merchant, was Ma'anes Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef, and he grabbed the leather flask of Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef, and the guy used it to store wine, and then he returned the flask to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, and Asi Shol be Madrasha Kasha, so Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef came to the Beis Medrash to ask a Shaila if he could use this leather flask for his own wine. And Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu told him, Kachay Rab Ami halach l'maisa, that this is how Rab Ami paskan halach l'maisa, malam mayim shleish yomim ma'aron, that the way to be machshir this kli is to put water into the kli for 3 days, and every day you spill out the water and you replace it with fresh water. And the Amar Rava tzarech l'aron meis leis, and you have to empty the old water and replace it with fresh water every 24 hours, and once you do so, then you could use it for your regular wine, and there wouldn't be a problem of Yayin Esech. The Gemara continues, Salvi Mino, that we thought, Hani Milu Didyan Avdad Huloi, that maybe this Heta would only apply to a Jew's flask, as since the Jew used it multiple times, so his wine already got absorbed into the walls, and the Yayin Esech doesn't get absorbed as much into the walls, and therefore there's a way to mash this Kli. But if this Kli was initially used by a guy and was used so many times, then Yayin Nesach was completely absorbed into the walls, and maybe this method would not apply. And as Rashi states, Hani Milu Didan, Kagoyin Hani Zikr Rabbi Yitzchak, Shenivlu Ben Yayin Kasha Tchila, Vlebolim Miyayin Nesach Kolkach, Avadatu, Shenivlu Ben Yayin Nesach Mitchilasan, Leisagi Behachri. However, the Gemara tells us, Ki Asir Ravin Amrav Shim Ben Lakish, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of Shlakish, Echad Shalanu Ve'echad Shalhem, that this method always works, and it doesn't make a difference as to who initially owned this leather flask. The Gemara continues, Sarv Rav Acha Breid Rav Lameima Kamed Rav Ashi, Rav Acha Breid Rav thought to say in front of Rav Ashi, the Hani Mili Noidais Avakan Kanam Loi, that this Heta that Rabbi Yirmiyahu taught us in the name of Ami was only stated in regard to a leather flask, as leather doesn't absorb so quickly. However, this Heta would not apply to an earthenware Keli, since it absorbs quicker and much more. And as Rashi states, Avakan Kanam Shalcheres Hain, and Uboli Tuva, so Le Sagilu Bahachi. However, Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi responded to Rav Acha Breid Rava, Leishna Neides, Leishna Kankanim, that this method works by any material. And the Gemara continues that previously we brought a brisa in a gay leather flask that stated Neides Chavim, Grudim Chadoshim Utarin, Yishenim Zufafim Nasurin. And our Gemara continues with another brisa that discusses earthenware kalim, as Tan Rabbanan Kankanim Shal Eid Chavim, Chadoshim Grudim Ar Mutarim, and Yishanim Zufafim Nasurin. And keep in mind, as we already mentioned a couple of times, that when our brisa speaks about Kankanim Shal Eid Chavim, which refers to a kli that's made from earthenware, so the word chadashim means something different than the word chadashim meant previously, and since earthenware absorbs very quickly and immediately, therefore, when the brisa states chadashim grudim umutarin, specifically referring to brand new earthenware kalim that haven't been used at all, and not even one time, and this brisa continues to teach us the method to be able to use these flasks for kosher wine, and as the brisa teaches us, that if a guy placed wine into an earthen keli that was yeshanim umuzufafin and Yisrael nisal techemayim, then the method stated by Rabbi Yirmiyahu would work. And as long as the Jew places water into his kelim for 3 days and he changes the water every 24 hours, then subsequent to that he would be able to place wine into these kli cheres. And the brisa continues, if a guy placed wine into these kelim, then Yisrael nisal techem sir mrayis ve'ini cheshish, then Yisrael could place brine or mrayis into these kelim, and since it's so sharp, that will remove any plitos of yayin, and after that point, Yisrael could place his wine into these kelim, and he doesn't have to be concerned about yayin nesach. And ayin Rashi, ayvichov neis no techen yayin, Yisrael neis no techen sirim rayis miyad, immediately thereafter, and afal pi shaloi melu umayim, lefi shirat sirim rayis, surf and say yayin av nivla umechal neisai. It seems clear from Rashi that Yisrael would be able to eat the sirim rayis as well. The Gemara continues that we just stated, ayvichov neis no techen yayin, then Yisrael neis no techen sirim rayis, ve'inei cheshesh. And the Gemara is ibayilu that we have the following shayla, and we continue on daflam gimel beis lechatchila oibidiyaved. When the brisa taught us that there's a method to be machshir this kli in order to be able to use this kli for Jewish wine and for kosher wine by storing tzirim rayis in this kli, is this din a din lechatchila, or is the brisa teaching us that if someone puts tzirim rayis into the kli, then it will be machshir it? But certainly that's not the best thing to do, and certainly it would be better to put mayim into the kli for 3 days. And that would be the better method. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, the Tani Rav Zvid bar Oishia, and some agrees the Tani Rav Zvid b'debira b'Oishia, el kei kankanim mid oivik chavim, if someone buys earthenware kelim from oivik chavim, so chadoshim nesan otechen yayin, if they were brand new and they didn't yet have pitch on them, then certainly you could put your wine in right afterwards and there's no problem yayin esach at all. However, yishanim nesan otechen sirim rayis l'chadchila, And the Braisa clearly tells us that this method can be used even l'chatchila. We explain our Gemara based on the pashas of our sugya, based on how it seems Rashi learns our Gemara. However, I in the last two lines of the long Taisis on the Amid, where Taisis states, "Av l'girsa sparm negasi," according to the way that we were girus in our Gemara, and our Gemara stated, "Av yichav nesan l'techa yayin, yisrael nesan l'techa yitzirim rayis," and Taisis asks, "Kasha," as my kaboyi, that what is the Gemara's question, if this din is l'chatchila or b'di'eved, l'chiris pashat as l'chatchila, the tani behedya nesan, as the Lashon HaBraisa was, then nesan l'techa and sirim rayis ve'inu chayshish, and that's Lashon l'chatchila, and I in Taisis, who previously brings down another girsa, and Ayin Ritvo points out that when the Gemara stated Yisrael Nesan Otech and Tzirim Rayas, Lo Yov Tamud Ushira, Kama Yishosh Sham Tzirim Rayas, that the Gemara doesn't tell us how long he has to keep the Tzirim Rayas in this Kli, and Mashma Debay Shish Sham Shlesh Yom Ritzufim, and Mashma has to keep them there for 3 days, Elish Ain Tzirik Lamalis Vlaaris Pamayim, and the only difference between the method of using Tzirim Rayas or the method of using water is by water you have to do it for 3 days, and you have to change the water every day, while for all 3 days there is no need to change the Tzirim Rayas. However, I know other Rishonim that say that since Tzirim Rayas are so strong that all you need is a moment and that would be enough, and some say you need Me'is La'is and you need a 24-hour period. And the Ritva continues, V'anu einanu b'kiyim b'tzirim rayas zeh v'lo yavdinu b'maisa klal v'kolshkid le'mech shechurina kli b'mei melech and afilu heim adam harbei she'ein lanu el ma'ash amru b'talmud. And the Ritva continues, V'einu chayshish. The Ritva explains, ikal meimu d'tzirim rayas atzma mutarim b'achila l'fi she'ein b'plitas isa, that even the Tzirim Rayas would be mutter to eat, and it's not only used as a cleansing agent, and as he states, Chasivna b'mayim d'milu v'iru y'ayin sham. The Gemara continues, B'yimid Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah m'Rabami. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah asked the following question for Rabami, and Ayin tases that this Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah is not the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and this is possibly Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, who is the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, who was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, meaning the great-great-grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. And he asked the following question, B'negei an earthenware keli that was used for Yayin Esach, as Echzirin L'kivshana Eish V'nislavnu Ma'u, that let's say he places it back into the furnace or to the kiln and it became white, so what would be the halacha, and do we say that it completely removed the Yayin Esach and therefore any Yayin that it placed inside would be mutar? On Malayim, Rabbami responded, Tzir Tzayrif early Kolshkin, that since we previously stated that one could even put Tzir into a Klicheres and it would be matter the Klicheres, certainly if one puts the Kli Cheres into the fire, then certainly it's Machshe the Kli, and you could once again use the Kli for Yayin. And the Gemara continues, it manami, that we also learned in some Agurius, Amrab Ami, Amrab Yechron, Va'amri learned some say, Amrab Asi, Amrab Yechron, that Kankanim Shalev Dukhovim, Shech Zirin Lekiv Shereish, that if someone takes an earthenware Kili that had Yayin Nesach in it, and originally belonged to a guy, and they put it back into the kiln, then once it gets so hot, and Kiv Mishinashu Ziftim Mehen Mutar, and once the pitch falls off and peels off of it, then the kli will be mutar. And Amrav Ashi, and Rav Ashi explains, Loi tema adin natran, that don't say it has to peel off completely, and even if the pitch did not fall off completely, and instead it became soft, therefore this coating was no longer completely attached to the kli, then the kli would also be mutar to use. And the Gemara continues that we just spoke about taking the kli and putting it directly into the kiln, and the heat will both be on the outside of the kli as well as on the inside of the kli. And the Gemara now discusses a case where someone took a bunch of hot chips of wood and placed it inside the kli cheres. And the Gemara tells us that there's machlekes between Rav Acher and Ravina. And as the Gemara states, kinsa plugi bar Rav Acher Ravina chad asa v'chad shari v'hilchas kamad asa. And we paskin that this kli would not yet be kosher and we would not be able to put yayin into this kli. And as Rashi explains, v'hilchas kamad asa v'lo yidomi lech zirin b'kivshon. Therefore, the cheres became completely white, and any yayin nesach that was muvla into the walls of the kli cheres certainly is now niflat and is no longer in the walls of the kli cheres, as the heat went from the outside in and completely destroyed any remaining yayin in the kli cheres. However, in our case, since the fire was put inside the kli cheres, so immediately that heated up the zefes and that removed the coating of pitch from within the kli cheres. However, it didn't necessarily remove all the wine that was in the walls of the kli cheres. And Rashi continues, "Mahach sheminan tahani chavius ikankanim lefisha mechnis lekiyum leisogi behechshu b'fnim bein l'sofron bein losses l'teichon mayim chamin mida asa bekin mitzah, dahinu bar atzmai kolshkim b'mashalchum imenu, avalim eshul isofim b'chutshari, but if you can burn it from outside, then it'll be mutah, l'fikach tzarech la'arim me'is la'is, and therefore the only way to be matter these kelim is to use the method of 24 hours of water for 3 straight days, or you leave them on the side for 12 months, at that point they will be mutter to use for regular wine. The Gemara continues with another shayla. If Yisrael wants to use a goy's keli for yayin, can he place beer into the kli and that will burn out any yayin nesach, and then he'll be able to use it for his wine? Or would we say the Rabbanim made a gzira that one should not use shecha in order to remove the yayin nesach, as one may think that any type of liquid could remove yayin nesach? They may try to use regular wine in order to cleanse this kli from yayin nesach, and certainly that would not work. And once again, the Gemara brings the machlekes as Rav Nachman Rav Yehuda Asri v'Rav Ashari, as Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda said that's also, and we make a gzira. However, Rav says that's mutar, we would not make a gzira. And the Gemara continues with his story regarding shecha, as Ravina Shari leil Rav Chiya b'Rei Rav Yitzchak l'mirma b'shecha, as Ravina allowed Rav Chiya b'Rei Rav Yitzchak to put beer into the keli of a goy in order to then be able to put yayin into this kli. And l'maisa Rav Chiya b'Rei Rav Yitzchak made a mistake, and also roim b'chamra, and instead of putting beer into the kli, he used wine to cleanse his kli. And even though we see that he made a mistake between wine and beer, and even so, Ravina did not say that we should make a gzira, as he felt that this was a one-time thing, but generally people would understand, although you could use beer in order to cleanse a kli of a goy, but you can't use wine to cleanse the kli of a goy. And ayin rashi lechoshel milsa lemigza shichra atu chamra, the shichra mevatel l'tamer chamra, and the reason why beer works is because mevatel the taste of the chamra, and therefore generally people understand that there's a major difference between beer and wine. And keep in mind that we learned the sugya based on our understanding that this beer was being used in order to cleanse this kli, and then be able to use this kli in order to store wine. However, I in the first wide line in Taisis Diba Maskel Shor Lamir and Beishichra, where Taisis states I'm read who had in Mayim v'chol Shah Mashkel levad meyayin. Clearly, Taisis understands that the Gemara is teaching us that although one can't use the kli of a goy for wine, as there's a problem of yayin esech. However, if someone wants to use the kli of a goy to store water or to store any other mashka, then it will be muta. And the chiddush of our Gemara is that we don't say that since beer and wine are very similar, so maybe people will confuse beer and wine, and maybe it should be also to store beer in this kli, kamash blun, that one could drink beer out of a kli of a goy. The Rabbanan did not make a gzira, ayin sham. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, havali hanu mani de pakosna, that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna had kelim that were made from dung, and as Rashi states, shall safir baka, v'nosim ben yayin nesech, and a goy put yayin nesech into this keli, in order to machshir this keli, so melinu maya, and achinu b'shimsha, so he placed water into this keli, and he also placed it outside in the sunlight, in order that the water should heat up. He felt in this manner, it'll be pilut the yayin nesech from the kli, even better, and even faster. However, this method did not work out very well, and paku, and his kli split, and it broke his keli. And Amalei Rab Abba, so Rab Abba said to Rab Yitzchak bar Bisna, as a tino alach, yisur del oilam, that since the way to actually machshir the keli is by placing water in it for 3 days, and there's no mention that you have to put it into the sunlight, and you will machmir on the words of the Chachamim, so you cause that this keli should become asur to you forever, meaning that you'll never be able to use this keli. And as Rashi states, klima ibatam al chinam, that you destroyed your keli for no reason. And he continued, as Emad Amr Rabbanam and Milan Maya, that the method that Rabbanan taught us was to fill the kli with water and leave the water in there for 3 days and change the water every 24 hours. And Nucha B'Shim Shami Amar, that Rabbanan never said they have to place it in the sunlight and there was no need for you to heat up this keli. And the Gemara continues, Amr B'Yesna, Amr Ami, kli neta, ein lo tayre lamis, that this kli called the kli neta, which is made with a specific type of earth, and as Rashi states, it's made from alum, can never become mutter to use with regular wine, as the yayin nesach gets completely absorbed in this material and never is released from the walls of these kelim. Therefore, you would never be able to use this in order to store wine. And the Gemara asks, my kli neta, and I'm Rabbi Yisrael Oven, kli machpayr shel tzrif, and as Rashi explains, machpayr shel tzrif, karka shechayfim misham tzrif, ublaz alum, ublashen ashkenaz baisa. The Gemara continues, debay pazik refila, onas hane kubi bimpumpadisa, that the household of Parzeg, who was the Shein Lamelech, they stole earthenware kelim from Pumpadisa, and Rambu Chamra, and they put yayin nesach into them, and then Adrinu Nalayu, and then they returned them to Pumbedisa and to the Jews. Also Shailul Rabbi Huda, and they went to ask a Shaila to Rabbi Huda, asked to if they could use them for regular wine. And Amman Rabbi Huda replied to them, Dovashi Mechlis Lukimu, Meshach Shechem Mayim Vehimutarin, that since the Goyim did not store the Yayin Nesech there for a long period of time, therefore all you have to do in order to be matter these Kankanim is you have to wash them out with water, and that would suffice. The Gemara continues, Amra of Yura, Hani Chatzpe Shchimi Da Moi Kim Dle Boli Tuva, Shashchem Mayim Vehimutarin, that these specific Kelim, which are very weak and are made from red earth, so since they don't absorb so much, in order to allow one to place their wine into it, all they would have to do is wash it out with water, and that would suffice. And the Gemara continues to discuss another material, as Amar Papa, Hani Pasvasa to Be Michsi, that these earthenware kelim that come from a place called Be Michsi, which had very hard dirt, came to like Bali Tuva, as once again, since they don't absorb a lot, so Meshach Shemayim Mutarin, then in order for them to become Mutar, all one would have to do is wash them out with water very well, but there's no requirement to fill them up with water for 3 days and to replace the water every 24 hours. And the Gemara continues, Kasei, and as Rashi states, Kaisel Shelcheres, that this refers to earthenware cups, they machnisen lakiyim el shaysimen, and wine is not stored in them, and wine is just placed in there temporarily in order for someone to drink from them immediately. There's a machlekes amroyim, as Rav Asi also Rav Ashi Shari, Rav Asi said that it would be also to use these kelim unless you cleanse them by using the method of filling them up with water for 3 days. However, Rav Ashi holds, as long as you'd be meshach shemayim, then it'll be mutter to use them. And the Gemara continues to clarify exactly when there's machlekes between Rav Asi and Rav Ashi. And as the Gemara states, ishasubu oivichon parmishain kuli amale pligi dasa. Certainly, if this kli was never used before, and the first time that it was used by a goy with yayin esech, then certainly all would agree that this kli would be asar. And as Rashi says, the aydir rechichi bali, as since it's still soft, therefore the yayin esech would definitely absorb into its walls. Vasiri achi malamayim shloish yom uchramaran, and therefore the only way that it would be mutar is only by going through the method of putting water into this kli for 3 days. Ki pligi bepam sheni, and the only machlekes is if the goy uses kli after it was already previously used, and since yayin nesech was only put into this kli after it was already used, and since the yayin will not be in this kli for a long period of time, therefore there's machlekes between Rav Asi and Rav Ashi if the walls of this kli will absorb the wine or if it won't absorb the wine. The Gemara continues, Ikedamri, and others have the following version, that pamrishim v'sheni kuliam le pligi d'asa, that there's no question that both Rav Asi and Rav Ashi would agree if the goy placed yayin nesech into this kli either the first time that the kli was used or the second time the kli was used, then certainly the kli would absorb a lot of the wine and certainly it would be asar. And ki pligi b'pam shlishi, and the only time there's machlek is between Rav Asi, who says it's asar, and Rav Ashi, who says that it would be mutter to place your wine into this kli after you wash out the kli, that is only if the goy used this kli for yayin nesech the third time that this kli was being used. The Gemara ends off the hilchasa pam rishon v'sheni asar. The halacha is that if the goy uses kli for yayin nesech either the initial time they use this kli or the second time they use the kli, then you couldn't use this kli for yayin nesech unless you go through the process of iru milu mayim me'es le'es for 3 days. However, shlishi mutar. But if the goy only put in yayin nesech on his third time of using this cup, then it would be mutar for Yisrael to use this cup to drink wine, and all he would have to do is be meshach shebemayim, and then it would be mutar. And keep in mind that bepashas it would seem that the Gemara is telling us that we pass in like Rav Ashi in the Ikka d'Amri. That is why pam rishon v'sheni is asar. However, pam shlishis would be mutar. However, it could be that even in the first lashon that stated that pam rishon kuli amalei pligi d'asar and ki pligi b'pam sheni, the Gemara means that ki pligi b'pam sheni, and the only time this machlekes is only if it's on the second time that he's using the cup. But if it would actually be the third cup, then even Rav Asi would agree in the first lashon that it would be mutar to use this cup as long as you meshach shechem b'mayim. And therefore, when the Gemara passes v'hilchos of pam rishon v'sheni asar and gimel mutar, it could really be going like Rav Asi in the first lashon as well. Gemara continues, Amar Zvid, Haimani Dekunya, these earthenware kelim that were coated with lead, and as Rashi states, Klicheres Mitzupa Be'ivar, V'Koyim Polmer, the Chivra V'Uchma Shari, so if it's coated white or black glaze, then it'll be mutar, and the Yayin Nesech would not be absorbed into its walls. However, Yureka Asa, Mishum De Mitzvah, but these kelim that are green are going to be Asa, because the reason why they have the green color is because they're mixed with a loom, and as Rashi states, Sheyesh Bo Mechfer Shel Tzrif, U'Boli Tfei, and they absorb a lot, and you will not not be able to use them with regular wine unless you use the process in order to be machshir these kelim. Ein ritva, although previously we stated that any keli that's made from a loom cannot be kasher at all, however, since a loom was only one of the ingredients, therefore this keli would still be able to be kashered. And the Gemara continues that even though Rav Sud stated that Yeruka would be asar, however, Darash Marima, Kunya, Bein Uchma, Bein Chivar, Bein Yeruka, Shari, that doesn't make a difference if it's black, white, or green, that they're always going to be mutar. And the Gemara will now ask a stira on Marima himself from a different member of Marima, as Maishnah Mechametz Pesach, as why is the din of Yayin Nesech different than the din of Chametz Pesach, as the Bo Minei Miramimar, Hani Mani the Kunya Malish the Mushabu Pescha, that if a Jew used this earthenware keli that was coated with lead and he used it an entire year with chametz, and could he kasha this keli if he wants to use it on Pesach? And the Gemara continues, Yeruka Leite Boyelacha, that there's no shaila regarding a green keli, the mitzvah for Yubali Vasiri, that since it's mixed with a loom, therefore they absorb a lot, and therefore they're going to be asar, and you can't kasha them for Pesach. And Kiti Boyelacha Chivari Vuchmi, and the only shaila we had is regarding white and black kelim, and mai, and what is the halacha, and could you kasha them for Pesach? And the Gemara continues to explain that we also don't have a shaila, as Kiyisbu Katufni Loiti Boyelacha, that certainly if there are cracks in any of these kelim, then there's no shaila, and the Vade Baloi Vasiri, as certainly they will absorb chametz, and therefore they'll be asar, and you can't kasha them for Pesach. And Kiti Boyelacha Dishi Mai, and therefore my only shaila is, can you kasha white or black kelim that are smooth in order to be able to use them on Pesach? And we continue on Daf Lamed Aleph, and Amaluhu and Marima responded, that I have seen that when you have a white or black keli and you fill it up with a liquid and then you heat it up, that the outside of the kli will sweat, and clearly we see that the liquid in the kli is absorbed into the walls of the keli and then it comes out to the outside of the keli, and therefore certainly you can't kasha these kelim. As my time on, what is the reason why you can't kasha them? Because the Torah Eidah Kli Cheres, Sheini Yitzim Dei Defne Leilam, as the Torah tells us, but the Gei Kli Cheres, once we know that some matter was absorbed into the walls of a Kli Cheres, that there is no way to kasha the Kli Cheres, as there is no way to remove anything that was absorbed into the walls of a Kli Cheres. And as we know that the Torah teaches us B'negeya Tumah, as well as B'negeya Keli, that became impossible to use, either because it was used with something that was treif, or the Keli was used with kachim that was puzzle, or it became nicer, that there's a way to be Matar, or to be Machshir as Keli, by being Tevil in a Mikvah, or through Agala. And however, as Rashi brings down, that the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav teaches us, Kli Cheres Asher Tevushu Bo Yishaver, and as Rashi explains, the Inlay Taira El Shvira, and the Gemara therefore asks Amarima, and why is it B'degei Chometz on Pesach, they clearly hold that you can't be Matar these Kelim, and it doesn't make a difference if they're white, black, or green. Maishna Miyayi Nesech, the Dorish Lu Marima, Kulu Mani De Kun Yishari, meanwhile Marima taught us, B'degei Yayi Nesech, that it doesn't make a difference if it's a white, black, or green Keli, that in all cases you could clean it out and it will be mutter to use it for wine. And the Gemara continues, V'chitema chometz d'raisa yayin nesach rabbanon, and if you want to be mechalek, the reason why Marima was machmer b'negeya chometz is because chometz is d'raisa, and the reason why he was mekel b'negeya yayin nesach is because our Gemara is referring to sam yenam, which is only rabbanon. But the Gemara is, v'hakal d'ting rabbanon kein d'raisa tikin, and if so, what is the reason why Marima was mechalek between chometz on Pesach and yayin nesach? The Gemara explains, zet tashmish b'chamin v'zet tashmish b'tzeinayin, that certainly there's a difference in how you use a keli when dealing with chametz and when you're using it for yayin nesach, as when a guy uses the kli for yayin nesach, the wine will generally be cold and therefore it doesn't get absorbed into the walls and therefore amim is mekel. However, since generally when chametz is placed in a kli, it's generally hot, therefore certainly the chametz will be absorbed into its walls, and that's why Marima stated that there's no way to be machshir it and you can't use it for Pesach. And Ayin Rashi, zet tashmish b'chamin le'inin chametz nishtam shu kol yemei hashana chamin u'balei tvei, and we will stop over here.